Hello, hi Winston, is that any better?
Well, that's better. It's just that it looks like an interference, and that happens quite often. I don't know if it's because of the slat, the interference, I'm not sure, but sometimes I'll speak to my friends and my family about it and phone me back, and then normally the second time I can hear clearly. So that's fine, I can hear you much better now.
Okay, well, I appreciate perhaps just called yourself back, but just for basic protection, could you confirm the first line of your address in your postcode for me?
Yes, it's 5/18 Salamander Court, Edinburgh, and the postcode is EH678Y.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so, yeah, as I was saying, just a few sensitive questions that I need to ask and just establish so we know where we need to go and who we need to speak to.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm going to go through them now. Just as far as with Winifred, have you ever changed your government name at all, or have you always been known by Winifred Devers?
I've always been known by Winifred Devers.
Oh, okay, because that's never changed, not a problem. Okay, and have you or do you suffer now from any anxiety, depression, PTSD?
I've not got any health problems. I just have my gallbladder removed. But I'm absolutely fine now. I was on a tablet before because I was feeling a bit low. I took after my niece, like she had cancer, she died. But for 5 years, you know, she had 5 years. And but I'm absolutely fine now. Gallbladder, that's all right. Everything's fine.
Okay. And just as a result of obviously of the care and of the abuse, do you ever experience any low moods, depression, or any sort of alcohol or substance abuse at all?
No.
No. Okay. Not a problem. Do you ever have any suicidal thoughts?
Pardon?
Have you ever had any suicidal thoughts?
Have I had issues inside the courts? No.
Suicidal thoughts, or have you ever been hospitalised?
Well, suicidal thoughts, no, not at all.
Okay, not a problem, that's fine. Have you ever been under any mental health team at all, or not? Any sort of crisis team?
Well, I did go and see a mental health nurse at one time, because my daughter lives out in Australia, my daughter had cancer.
Okay.
And I was in a terrible state over it. I ended up having to go out to Australia for the last chemotherapy, so I was really in a terrible state at that time. But I'm okay now, because she's in remission and whatever.
Okay.
But it was just a shock to my system, eh?
Oh, no. Have you ever had any sort of counselling or therapy due to care? Just being
there. Any counselling? No.
No.
I was offered that from the doctor, my daughter was in well, but I thought, what a counsellor would tell me, I would already know myself, you know? So
yeah.
They couldn't do anything for me because we've got to sort of our own problems out.
Oh.
I've learned that over the years.
Okay, not a problem, that's okay. Now, obviously, we need to contact the establishment that you were in, the care centre that you were in.
Yes.
We have down here that you've got Howden Hall Centre in Edinburgh.
Yes.
How long was you there for? About 1974.
I was locked up there for 6 months. And when you say locked up, you were locked up.
So you were locked up there for 6 months.
Well, yes.
And when you say locked up, you mean actually locked up.
Well, you can't get out. You're in a detention centre, basically.
Okay.
I mean, you're young. I mean, it's quite scary and whatever, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then from there, did you go straight to Covent of the Good Shepherd?
Yes.
Yeah. And that was 2 years.
No, that was for a year, not for 2 years.
Yes, so that was 1975 to 1975.
I think it was 1975. 74, 75, I was in Hiding Hall. And from there I went into the Good Shepherd, to the nuns.
Okay, no problem. And then after that, did you leave
Well, I took up nothing when I left there. I left school on the Thursday and I started nursing on the Monday.
Okay.
So I lived in a nursing home, but I think I was just wanting a bit of freedom because the nursing home that I went into, it was run by nuns and all. So even though, I mean, like folks that were working there, they were new. Like, I was in a convent. They were just normal people that just lived in houses. I was in the convent, and then I went to there. And I just felt like, I think I can't remember how long I was there. I just felt like I needed to get away, I needed freedom.
And was you an adult when you were there, or was you still
today? Well, you had to be in 11 o'clock at night, or they locked the doors on you.
Okay, so you were still a minor, still under the age of 18, or was you?
Well, I would be, yes, I was under 18 then.
Yeah, you were under 18, okay.
So, because...
Please call again, sorry, to send up on you.
I worked in Blackford. Oh, God, what's the name of that game? I worked in Blackford Hall.
Blackford.
I forget, my name's went Black. You'll find it. Well, I have to Google it. It's just been in my mind. It's been that long.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on the corner in Blackford Road, sorry.
Blackford
Road. Blackford Road, if you go back then, or I can Google it and try and find it. Blackford, would it come under nursing home? Blackford Road nursing home. I'm going back a long time before I was, let's say, 16. I'm coming up 66.
Was that in Paisley, was it?
No, it was in Edinburgh. Blackford Road in Edinburgh. Have a look and see what comes up in 1975. I forget the name of it. That's ridiculous.
Okay, and I will find it. Just give me a sec.
St. Raphael's. I've got it. Look here, your mind goes blank. St. Raphael's. That's the name of it.
What's it saying?
St. Raphael's. R-A-P-H-E-A-L. I don't know if it's two L's and an S. St. Raphael's.
Okay.
Did you get it?
No. Okay, so yes,
yeah, my mind went blank there and it just came to me.
And was you there until the age, until you become an adult, until you became 18?
Well, I know. What I'd done there was, because I was away from home, and I mean, I came to quite a big family,
yeah. And
I just felt I was isolated, I was away from them, I was in the home, I went to a convent, and I was only going out to school. St. Thomas's from there, I used to go out to school, and then from there I went into the nursing, because at that time there's two old grade classes in the times, it was an old girls school, and I was in one of the old grade classes, so they did ask me what I'd like to be, and I picked nursing, and I was always wanting to be a lawyer, and I said nursing, but when I went into the nursing, it wasn't really for me. Okay. You know, when you're young, you say, I want to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because of the lifestyle that being put away in that. I never had the concentration. I wanted to get back to see my family.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine, not a problem. So, how long, roughly, would you say that you were in Blackford Road for?
I'd say it'd be near for about 6 months, if you're lucky.
Okay.
Because my uncle lived just further along the road, and I used to go to my uncle's visit at night. Sometimes I was late getting back. So my friend Dorothy, she was next door to me in the nursing court, and Dorothy used to take us late at night, and then I would jump over the wall to go back in because the doors were locked at 11 o'clock with the nuns.
Okay.
So what we do, we just tend to see it a wee bit later.
Okay, not a problem. Oh, okay, well, It also give you, obviously, we're going to obtain information from the authorities that you're seeing. Basically, we'll obtain your files, basically your care papers from some of the institutions that you're seeing in. Obviously, it could have some information in there that is sensitive, stuff that you may not be aware of. Would you want to share all of that information with you when we have it? Or would you prefer...
I'm not really bothered, to be quite honest with you. But I used to get the information because I'm not going to really read anything about that.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was assaulted when I was with the nuns. That was terrible when I went in there.
With the nuns? Okay.
Was it the nuns that assaulted me?
It wasn't the nuns themselves.
No. They used to have people coming in at night. Now, I spoke to my sister Nora, because she was in there. And I think she's on to use, I know. And I said, what was that woman's name? So my sister Nora left before I went in there. And she said, Margaret, I said, who was that big woman with the short hair? She was like a man. I'm sure she was examining, maybe not. Because I was only young. Yeah, I was only a kid, really, if you think about it. And she mentioned her name, and I said, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe she's dead now. But I was assaulted in there, and I had a terrible time when I went in there, because it was about 5 different units. And the night, is it alright to tell you this,
yeah? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
The night I went into that convent, I was kind of a wee bit withdrawn, Ken, of course. There was hundreds of women, but I think there was only 2 of us from Edinburgh. They were all from, like, East Kilbride, Glasgow, kind of places that sat out like that.
Yeah.
And the minute I sat down, I got taken into this big hall, and all the units were in that night. I don't know what they were having some kind of thing, I remember. And there was one last day, she was getting another 2. And she started picking on me. Imagine that, just going into a place where you feel insecure, and then you're getting picked on directly the minute you walk in. So I was really scared, and she wanted a fight with me. I said, oh, no, I'm going to get killed. I'm going to have a fight here. Sorry, but it's at 7 o'clock, I was in a terrible state. And what I was scared to most of all, when you came out that big hall, there was an open kitchen, and there was nobody to supervise you. Whoever was walking through, and I was fighting in case I got a knife in my back or something, you know? But that was a nice experience. And then also when I got beat up with that woman, when I had the sideboard and the wardrobe up to the door, she burst right through the door. I don't know what happened to me that night. I just remember that. So that's it. I'm just wanting to tell you these things, eh?
No, it's fine. I've obviously been, you know, we need to know these things because this is where...
Oh, it was a terrible experience. I was terrified.
I can imagine.
And then they were picking on you. That's what they done in their case. They picked on you. And especially when you're no aware of, like, so Glasgow at that time was really rough and ready. And these places like East Kilbride and that, and I thought, oh my God, how am the only one to Edinburgh? There was a lassie, another lassie I met, and how we'd all say, like, Glasgow and all these rough places, and that's the kind of thing up there in the heart that we just want to fight you.
Yeah, yeah, I could imagine.
Oh dear, it's terrible.
Not a problem. Okay, just moving forward, Winifred, would you prefer for a male or female?
I'm not fussy.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I just need to, sorry, one last question. When's a good time to call yourself? When is it? Are you dressed over morning or evening, afternoon?
Well, I think a morning call would be better for me because if I'm out in the car, I wouldn't be able to answer my phone. That's what I was saying to Elliot when I spoke to him. If I was out, if the phone rang, I'd have to go back on a voicemail to check it. and I got back. But what was the morning? Because I'm a morning person.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Morning's not a problem.
Morning or afternoon?
Morning or afternoon.
Yeah. And I will get back if I just give away in the car. I'd get right back to you immediately.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so I just need to go through a couple of things, read a couple of things out to you so you fully understand it, just so that we've got it on the call. Just be transparent with you. Fully. So the timeline for this is roughly around 8 to 10 months. Reason being, we obviously need to obtain records from social workers, from authorities, and then we can submit that and get that across. And then the government also needs to do what they do on their side and propose any sort of redress for you.
Yeah, you'll probably get all that. I remember a woman coming to see me when I was quite wild, I think. It's the way, because of it, we're treated, you have to stick up yourself. I always remember a woman coming to see me. I don't know if she was a psychiatrist, but when I was young, I'm talking about when I don't know if I was in the assessment centre at the time, or if I was in the the nuns, but if you get social work reports and that, you'll find all that on that anyway.
Yeah, okay, that's perfect. Just also going forward, just in regards to fees, you need to be transparent on that, just make you aware of all your options. So obviously, you can apply for this the redress yourself without any solicitor, but that may not be.
I'd rather you just do it for me. Because Elliot said there was three different options. I said I'd rather the solicitors do that for me.
Yeah.
Well, like you to carry on and do it, because I would not have a clue. I would just go over to you to do it. I couldn't do it myself. Okay. I didn't have a clue.
That's fine. We're more than happy to support you. It's just that we do need to explain.
Yeah, of course, I understand that.
Options. So you can go to a different sister, some of them don't charge you, but they do have an agreement with the redress dealer. So they have around £2,000, regardless if you win or lose your case.
Yeah.
That's sort of subsidy from the Scottish Government that they get. Now with us, we would take 16% plus back, so that's capped at 30%, and that's within, that's regardless of how little or how much work that you do, you'd still only pay a maximum of 20% increase.
Do I still have to pay you if I don't win it?
No. So
that's fine. Sorry, carry on.
Just give me one second, sorry. Sorry about that, because that scheme that I was making you aware of, some solicitors use, where they get £2,000, regardless if you win or lose. We don't take part of that scheme. So basically, if you win your case, then we win. If you lose your case, we also lose.
Yeah, of course.
From you. So it is completely no win, no fee.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the nature of the claim and the experience of what you've been through, we don't think it'll be pragmatic to take anything from yourself, especially if you don't win the case you're going forward. You won't be, if you don't win, you won't be.
Yeah, of course. Surely we'll get something of what I went through anyway.
So, okay. Lastly, just before you go, the 14-day cooling-off period that you signed in the CFA. You can restart that for you today if you'd like, or we can basically stop that and we can just continue to get the ball rolling for you now.
Well, you can just get the ball rolling.
Okay, so not a problem. That's fantastic. Let me just double-check that I have everything here for you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I've got everything here, so we will be in touch soon. I'll keep in contact with you every about 3 to 4 weeks. Just to let
so you are the lawyer I'm speaking to, yes?
Yeah, no, I'm not me specifically. I'm not a lawyer myself, but I work for MO Legal, so...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we are the firm. I'll do them to be just for you.
Oh, yeah.
And like I say, I'll keep in touch with you, just keep you with your updates throughout. If you do have any questions or anything you want to discuss, and you have got our contact number now, if they want to join them with the call enough, so please do get back in touch. I'm more than happy to help us have a little chat with you.
That's fine. I'll just let you carry on, and if I have to get in touch with you, so if I miss a call from you or whatever,
yeah.
I will be in touch. Will I be getting a call from the lawyer? Have you got all the information now?
Yeah, so we've got everything that we need now, so we can request all of the
information. You can proceed now?
Yeah, we don't.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll get the ball rolling now then, and like I say, we'll be in touch with you when you're okay.
That's great. And I'll just wait until I hear back from you, so whatever, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll be in touch, like I say, in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm putting myself to take care.
Right, you take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.